you have bugs? You know, bugs. Deep inside eBay's online infrastructure. But fear not, there is help. There's a team constantly searching 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for glitches and bugs.
What's up, Doc?
Heading that team is John the Bug Hunter. He implores you to report any glitch with the site. Let's listen in now as John the Bug Hunter joins Griffin Lee to report on the progress made at the Office of Live Site Quality. Here's Griff.
This Bug Hunter segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. As you just heard, John Bach is the engineering director for Live Site Quality, and he's beloved on eBay Radio as John the Bug Hunter, because what John loves to do, what he spends day and night doing, is hunting down insidious bugs. John, how many insidious bugs have you squashed since we last spoke?
Well, technically the developers squash them. I hunt them and I tag them and give them to the developers to be, you know, to work on.
To fix. Go in and recode.
Yeah. For 18 years I've been a tester, and there's always been that, you know, can of Raid in the test lab. And it's like, guys, we don't kill the bugs. We hunt them. We find them out, and so that they can eventually be killed.
You're like a bounty hunter.
Yeah, I'm a bounty hunter. I'm an entomologist. An electronic entomologist. How's that, Griffin?
Oh.
I like it very much, actually.
So what's the difference between a bug and a glitch?
Not much. A bug is anything that bugs you. So it could be like a suggestion, like, hey, this bugs me. This is a bug. But in my work, anything that does not meet an expectation in an annoying way, that's a bug. And I also call it a glitch, interchangeably. So.
Well, you've got probably the biggest collection of bugs known to man.
I do have several thousand of them, unfortunately.
Have you considered going to work for healthcare.org or gov? I hear they need you.
Oh, boy.
My mother called me and said, can't you go fix that? And I'm like, Mom, I work for eBay. I'm not like a hired gun. That's my brother. My brother's also a tester. He can, and even then, we only identify what they already know.
So. Right, that's exactly. So, what do we need to know if we think that we found a bug? What's the process?
You need to know that you can, obviously, you can call our customer support staff, but if you're going to email it to bughunter@ebay.com, which is a direct line to me, I want to know, what expectation did you have and why didn't it get met? What did you see on the screen? So a screenshot using print screen or alt print screen, or I think it's command 3 if you're on a Mac. Send me your ID and send me the item ID as well. That really helps, because I have eWatch on speed dial. That's our tier 2 customer support, and you know, they're heroes of mine, and they help me quite a bit with my investigations on this. So that would be helpful.
So we can take your calls, can't we, Griff, now?
If anyone? We can take calls,
sure,
yes,
we can. 888-RADIO-30, if you think you have a bug or a glitch, which apparently is the same thing, and you want to talk to John the Bug Hunter about it, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, please.
And John has he wants to report on 3 bugs that he's dealt with in the last recent times here. So
yeah, so let me give you a couple of quick examples. So a customer emailed me saying she does a listing to either revise or sell similar, and clicks the product details save to inventory tab, and the box appears for just a couple seconds and then disappears. Okay, so that would be a glitch.
Yeah,
in the technical term, right? And when she clicks on it a second time, she's able to type in the box. And that was, wow, really interesting. And it turns out that she hadn't enabled eBay pop-ups on that particular browser.
Oh.
But it doesn't tell you that. We don't say, hey, enable eBay pop-ups, because you can't see it in time. So even though that's, we could say, well, that's by design, you've got to enable pop-ups, we should be more, you know, helpful. Shall I say?
With a message or something.
Right? With a message, yeah. So that one was a good one to have been reported to me. Another one, someone unable to leave feedback. So big problem, right?
Yeah.
And she said, I can leave it for other people. And so she sent me the item ID and, of course, her user account. And we found that it was because she had already left it. She had already left the feedback.
And the message doesn't say that.
I've had days like that.
The message does not say that. I know. I've had days like that, too. Like, I'm chasing this red herring, and it's just another lesson that sometimes in the reproduction steps that I do, I try to reproduce the bug. I try not to make too many assumptions. I have to just think at the most base level, like, okay, has it already been left in this case? And I didn't check that. It took a while. So, but the interesting part was it was still on her sold or shipped and awaiting feedback list.
Oh,
so it's still a bug.
Yeah.
It's still like, okay, how did this condition or this state get created? So that's still... So there's a couple of examples of things that you may think, oh, that was probably just me. But if it happens again and again, it's certainly a candidate to send something to me and say, John, am I crazy or are other people seeing this too? And maybe the answer is, no, you're not crazy and other people are seeing it. Or it could be the last piece of the puzzle I need in another investigation that I'm already doing. So I may not reply to you and I may not reply in a timely way, but hang in there and just keep bugging me again if I may.
Bugging the bug hunter.
Bug the bug hunter if I don't respond.
How much email do you get?
I get about 10 a week, and it tapers off, and then when we do a show, it spikes.
Spikes.
So it's, yeah, well, that makes sense. But anywhere from 7 to 10 a week. Last week, I think I got 4, people doing more stuff for the holidays maybe, but very interesting stuff. I do want to put out an APB, by the way, so an All Points Bulletin. I am looking for more context for if you're unable to change pictures on editing a listing. Now, your listeners might know, or customers might know, that sellers aren't allowed to mix seller-hosted images with eBay-hosted images,
mm-hmm.
right? So that one came up. A seller didn't know what was going on. So if we host it, you get up to 12, and if they host it, you're limited to 1, from what I've been able to tell.
Right, because it's assuming that you're going to be embedding them some other way.
Right, okay. So any APB, the APB I want to put out is anything with changing pictures on editing listings, let me know. It could be you're in this case, or it could be that there's something new that emerged. So that would be helpful to me.
I was going to take a caller.
Oh.
Is that
great.
Cool?
Yes. Yes. Sure.
Sally in Tucson, Arizona, known on eBay as Milo Design, has a question for the bug hunter. What would that be, Sally?
Okay, it's more of a comment, but then the question is, when can this get fixed? An eBay store is the classic store layout where you have save this seller link.
Mm-hmm.
That has always gone to the same page as the sign up for store newsletter. But the last several weeks, the save this seller information has been missing on the resulting page when you click the link. And it's a concern, I think, especially for bigger sellers. I was working with a seller who sells $1 million in shipping supplies on eBay every year, and he has several hundred sellers who have signed up for Save This Seller.
Sure.
And I'm concerned somebody like him is going to be missing out, especially on this. And then there's the concern where people who have any custom design or on their template and stuff and have a link to Save This Seller, people are just going to see how to subscribe to the newsletter, not how to save it.
Good point.
Wow.
John, okay. What do you say?
Let me make a comment. There are three things that I want to call out. So on eBay stores, Save This Seller link always goes to the sign up for the store newsletter. You said in the last several weeks, the info has been missing when you click the link. The important theme here is context, and that really helps me. I heard three things. One is in the last several weeks, so time is a good context. For certain sellers, that's another context, the seller context, to what kinds of sellers is this affecting. And for you, Sally, maybe it's only you, maybe it's more people. So I'd have to put myself in your context. And third is scalability, is how broad of a problem is this right now, or how big could it get? So you said your concern was for people who have a lot of links, a lot of sellers, and that might be a case. But
right.
It's the first I've heard of it. Send me the details if you're willing to. I've got a little bit to go on, from what you've said, but
I have sent you a couple emails about
okay,
this,
good.
Which is why I decided to call. But
good,
I'll
good. They're probably in my little archive here, so I will look for that. Again, yeah, that's probably worth a ping to me to say, I've sent you some mail. So thank you, Sally. Thanks for your patience.
I will send it again. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Milo. Bye. We appreciate your call. 888-RADIO-30 is our number. We also have someone who sent us email.
Oh.
And I don't know if this is for you or not, okay? When using eBay multi-ship labels, not all the tracking numbers are uploading and marking the items shipped. I have two items today were label printed and did not upload tracking and mark shipped. I have approximately 14 items like this on my two IDs, but mostly this affects our discount and TRS. My ship uploaded its way down, even though this is a site issue and reported 10/26/13. Sellers are being penalized for site issues. Please tell seller before dropping items off to verify that the tracking has uploaded as to there is no way to recover this information once parcel has been shipped. Thanks. I hope you healed well, Griff.
So by multi-label shipping, I'm assuming they mean the bulk shipping tool.
You're going to stay with us, right, John?
Yeah, I can.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I got time.
We'll finish this when we come back.
Okay. So how can somebody's... Oh, we're going.
Yes.
Come back in a minute. I'm sorry. I thought this just went on and on forever, like most everything I do.
This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast.
This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
So, you've heard about Kabbage and their cash advances. You've got some plans and you need a few thousand dollars to put them to work. The Kabbage application is designed to be fast, painless, safe, and free. Just go to Kabbage.com and we'll check out your sales data, customer traffic, buyer feedback, and your e-commerce accounts to determine how much cash to advance. Pronto. So you can get on with what you do best, making profits. Kabbage with a K.com. Providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
In the U.S., about 280 million turkeys are sold for the Thanksgiving celebration. There's no official reason or declaration for the use of the turkey. They just happen to be the most plentiful meat available at the time of the first Thanksgiving in 1621, starting the tradition. Happy Thanksgiving.